We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ at Marseille, Treasure Island, San Francisco. With me, the partners behind this amazing project, Misa and Boyce, and Chef Park Ulrich. I want to first talk about the name. And then we can talk about the vision. So, Misan, first, the name, what's behind it?
So when we were opening the restaurant, I asked Park, what do you want to call it? And, you know, the name was very, very important. And within a millisecond, he said Marseille. And I'm like, what? And I think I'll let...
How did that come to you, Park?
Well, I've been dreaming about this my whole life. And I've tried numerous times to try and get some projects going, and they never came to fruition. But my favorite oysters are Colchester oysters.
Sure.
from England.
Yeah.
And the island of Marseille. So that's how I know of it.
Yeah.
And in Old English, Marseille translates to island oasis.
There you go. And this really is. For those who've not been here, you drive onto Treasure Island, just follow the signs, and then you find this little oasis with a $1 billion view of San Francisco. Now, it's great having a $1 billion view, but what about the food? Let me tell you, folks, you're in for a treat. We're going to talk through some of the dishes in just a moment. So this partnership in business, Chef Park, of course, Water Bar, Epic, and many restaurants prior to that. But this is a personal project for you, right?
It is. It's something a little bit more casual. The food is comforting. It evokes emotions. We asked a lot of people what their comfort food was, what made them feel comfortable. This is not anything high-end,
yeah,
but it can still be delicious as well.
Sure. Well, I have to reveal, I just had the Jersey Girls sandwich, a little taste of heaven. In one bite, I fell in love. Never been in love with a Jersey girl before. That was a first for me, Chef. First and last. Your partnership with Park in business. Tell me about this union in business with Marseille.
So I was a fan of Epic and Water Bar for many years. And I saw probably one of the hardest working chefs and also dined for many years at Epic and Water Bar and saw the quality and the commitment to that quality of food.
Yeah.
And I was just at the tail end of one of the companies that I was working for and was looking for another adventure. And one of the most important things that you believe in what I must believe in what I represent.
Sure.
And so I've always loved dining. I've always loved hospitality. So I thought, hey, Park, why don't we go into a partnership? And I think that we could do something. I think what I bring to the table, my background is a geek. I've
yeah.
never done the restaurant business. I've learned. Very humbling. It is a very humbling business. And when I talked about the partnership with Park, that I felt I could bring to the table the sales, the marketing, and the business aspect of it, where he brings the talent and
sure.
the food, which is what people would come for.
Well, what I love about coming here is you're both all in. You're wiping down tables. You're showing people to their seats. You're running food. And Park, I've never seen you run food before. First.
That's right.
I'm
a jack of all trades, and
yeah.
I like that. That's
yeah.
This is exactly what this place is supposed to be for me.
Let's talk about the menu. Talk about the food. Already talked about the Jersey Girl sandwich, which just, folks, let's talk about that. This is really a memory from your childhood. I know that when you bite into the sandwich, it takes you back home, right?
It does very much. Taylor pork roll is kind of like bacon for me.
Yeah.
We ate it two or three times a week. You crisp it up like you would bacon, and,
yeah.
and you put it on a fried egg sandwich.
Done.
So we added our little twist here, San Francisco style, with adding kimchi and a little arugula to it, which gives it that little heightened elevation.
Sure. Nice little crunch.
Yeah.
And the Jersey pork roll, you have that sent out here, right? Weekly?
We do. We have that flown out here. There's not too many places in California that she ships to, and this Marseille is one.
So next time I'm sitting on a plane from the East Coast and I see a big pork roll next to me, and I see now I'll know where it's coming, right?
Exactly.
So for you, I know also, Misan, just obviously having your own business, you've got to have things on the menu that you love. I know there are little whispers of you throughout the menu, the crunch with the kimchi and the Jersey Girl sandwich. What else? What are your favorites on the menu?
So when Park and I were discussing the menu, we wanted food that was approachable, that our guests would enjoy, comfort food. And my comfort food growing up in the Midwest, I love mac and cheese, that kind of rich food, and his spetzel, his homemade spetzel was one of the best, and I begged him for that. And then I love the short ribs, growing up with barbecue ribs from Kansas City, so the short ribs buried underneath is like a little treasure underneath the spetzel. And then I love the French toast. So the our French toast is special in the fact that it's made from scratch, that Park had perfected the recipe with some of the pastry chefs, and those two are my favorites.
For those who've just joined us, I'm at Mersey. We're talking about the restaurant with a billion-dollar view, but amazing food. Chef Park Ulrich, Misan Boyce, partners in this project. Let's go back to the food. Chef, before us here, we have a clam chowder, unlike any clam chowder I've ever had. Fish chowder. Sorry, did I say clams? Fish chowder. Tell me about the fish chowder.
Well, that's right. Everybody has clam chowder in the city, so that's why we didn't go there. We went to fish chowder, and again, we're a humble little restaurant, and we can't afford the space, and clams are expensive, so we're using the fish trim from the fish and chips to create the chowder. I'm a little bit of a chowder nerd in that that's the one thing that I will judge a restaurant on is its chowder. And I like my chowders lighter, not so thick and heavy. Everyone tells me that it's a Rhode Island style. It's a beautiful New England style. It's Park style. It's the only thing I can say. It is lighter. We don't use very much flour at all. It has a lot of fish flavor, I think, and it's nice and clean, which is what I try to get across.
My word. Oh, my word. Just took a bite. Come on, chef. I never eat alone. You know that. That is incredibly tasty. And joyfully, it's not too heavy. There's a lightness about it, but it's stacked to the gills with all kinds of goodies in there, right?
Yeah, we, it's your typical chowder. It has bacon, potatoes, onions. We add a little bit of carrots, which adds a little sweetness, and fennel. Fennel is, a lot of my cooks and chefs will say at the other restaurants, that's my favorite ingredient, which it is.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it adds a nice lightness, a nice freshness to it.
Yeah. Knockout. Park's fish chowder. Do yourself a favor. Venture over here to Mersey and have that first. Maybe after the Jersey or with the Jersey Girl sandwich. So let's talk through the day. 9 o'clock, 9 till 3, it's brunch. Give us some of the other greatest hits on the brunch menu, Chef.
On the brunch menu that we serve on the weekends, there's the Dungeness crab. It's basically a take on Eggs Benedict. Mm-hmm. Again, a little lighter version. Instead of all the egg and butter of a hollandaise, we just do a citrus aioli on top of the slow-cooked eggs with a few ounces of nice warm Dungeness crab and a potato roasty underneath.
I'm drooling. And then evening time, of course. I love that from the afternoon you start your dinner service from 3 till 9.
3 till 9, again, so it's approachable to everyone. The dinner menu, we have the all-day menu. The dinner, we switch over. We have the steak at night. We have a seared tuna dish at night. A little bit more entree dishes, as Misan mentioned. We have the spetzel with the short ribs. Things that are a little bit more fulfilling, things are a little you can enjoy with some wine at that point in the day.
You don't have to say wine to me twice. By the way, the steak, you just plated up. Talk us through that steak dish on the menu for dinner here at Mersey.
Well, the principles of cooking for me are still the same. It's the seasonality. Yeah. It's the product that trying to allow it to speak for itself.
Sure.
So we use filet and we large dice it and put it onto skewers like a kebab. That way we're able to cook it quickly. And then it's paired with a tomato panzanella, tomato bread salad. So fresh sourdough croutons, a little caramelized onion, tomatoes, a little balsamic vinaigrette. Very light, refreshing. And then it's topped with a red wine butter.
You did say dinner's at 3, right? So I'm staying.
You're here for a while.
Me son, I know for you, killer cocktails, a good wine program go hand in hand with good food here, right?
Absolutely. So one of my favorite cocktail is the Santa Rita, which our main bartender Santos created it in, which is the classic margarita.
This one here I'm drinking? Let me take a little sip here.
Little cucumber puree.
Mm.
And an homage to Park's passion for Old Bay in the East Coast. He added the Old Bay and salt around the rim.
Gosh, you got me right there. I'll order another. Wine. What wine goes best with the dishes here? What are you serving?
Well, we have actually provided a wide variety. We have from Cabernet to even the Zinfandels, and we have the Chardonnays. But one of my favorites and my go-to are our very special and small-produced rosés. My rosé collection is amazing.
I know. I had when I last visited, we had a flight of rosé.
Yes.
Rosé all day here at Marseille.
Yes.
What do you love most about rosé? Do you love its versatility? I mean, you can enjoy it any time.
Well, years ago in my younger years, I went to the south of France.
Yeah.
And that's when I really learned about what true beautiful roses
are. Did you get that invite, Park, to south of France?
No, I wasn't invited back then.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, carry on, sorry.
In my younger years, so don't do the math. And from my friend who imports them now, we used to talk for about the last 20 years about how we couldn't find good roses. And so he was able to get some of the smaller producers in the Côte d'Provence and the south of France regions to bring the rosés here.
Yeah.
And even though we are this little island in the middle of nowhere between San Francisco and Oakland, I would love for people to know that you can find the most beautiful exclusive rosés that you can't find at Costco or Pebmo or these other mass-producing places.
Sure.
So very special high-end rosés.
Well,
at affordable prices.
Affordable, and everyone a knockout rosé, let me tell you. So Chef Park, I'll ask you first, to look at the restaurant, see it packed, to see people coming from all over, you got to feel like a proud papa, huh?
It's very rewarding, very satisfying to see your hard work come through.
Sure. And for those who've not been here, set the scene for us. Marseille is where, and what will people discover when they get here?
Marseille is on Treasure Island. We have the only view looking back at downtown and the city, three bridges.
Wait, three bridges? A three bridge? Are you kidding me? Yeah. Oh, one. I'm sorry, I couldn't see that one. What's that one in the fog over there?
Yeah, that's the Golden Gate. But as you come up, a lot of people you'll find have never been to Treasure Island. Even homegrown San Franciscans have never been to Treasure Island.
It's 10 minutes from downtown, maybe 8 if you get lucky with that traffic. Literally, from the Embarcadero, it's minutes away. It's a breeze if you go at the right time.
It is, and the whole purpose of Marseille was to kind of fit in, so it's all recycled and reuse of shipping containers.
Yeah.
We were very fortunate in how we were able to use everything on a budget. But people are going to discover the view, and they're going to come back for the food.
Absolutely. I'm not leaving. I'm staying for more food. Me son, for you too, to have this project, a passion project for you both, and to have this project with Park, for you, an enormous sense of pride, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely. Again, this was a new adventure for me, humbling in its journey. I think that what's made it even more special is not only our commitment to the recycling and repurposing from pallets to the canisters to the, repurposing of the bowling alley lanes from the old Treasure Island bowling alley, but also what excites me on top of all of that is we're part of this small community that most people don't even know about. Our first employee was a veteran. His name is Mike Bartel, and I call him our ambassador. He's a former veteran and a former Marine, and he was our first employee and one of our favorites. We're very tied into the Job Corps program, and many of the young Job Corps young adults that come through our doors, and we have some tremendous success stories.
Yeah.
So we're very tied into the community, so not just the restaurant, but the community overall itself, and partnering with Treasure Island for the job placement. And 60% of our employees are Treasure Island residents.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Well, as ever, it takes a great team, and you have a great team in the kitchen, right, Park?
We do. We have a great team that we're ever evolving with, and they're learning what I like to do, and we're getting successful at it.
Listen, Chef Park, Misan, congratulations. Folks, do yourself a favor. Come take a mini vacation at Marseille on Treasure Island, literally across the Golden Gate Bridge, not the Golden Gate Bridge, the Bay Bridge. Hop on the Bay Bridge from San Francisco and then hop off at the Treasure Island exit. If you're coming from Oakland, same deal. It's minutes away from both cities. When you get here, you will discover great food, that billion-dollar view. And, of course, if you love your killer cocktails and good wine, it's all on the menu to satisfy your tummy. Folks, more on the story behind Marseille at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Chat. Can I have another cocktail, please?
Absolutely. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.